Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the second book of Samuel, in the 18th and 19th chapters, we learn of David's grief and the loss of his son Absalom. We read, "The king," that's David, "was deeply moved, and he went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, 'O Absalom, my son Absalom, would that I would have died instead of you, O Absalom, my son.'" You know, we say that the deepest sorrow a person can experience is the loss of a child. While this is true, the experience can really vary widely. You know, sometimes children die due to tragically unfortunate events beyond anyone's control. And other times, children die as a result of their own harmful choices. To read David's lament, one might assume that the loss of his son Absalom was a misfortune beyond compare. Now, Absalom's death, however, occurred during Absalom's attempt to overthrow his father David and assume control of the kingdom of Israel for himself. Absalom was David's son, but he had also made himself David's enemy. I mean, if ever there was a reason not to lament the loss of a child, David had it. And yet, David wept for his son, wishing that he could have died in Absalom's place. You know, a parent's love never really dies. No matter how challenging the relationship, most parents would choose to take away their child's pain if they could. The parental desire to trade places with children when they are imperiled is irrepressible. Absalom's offense was great, but David's love was even greater. Parents know that feeling. We can only assume that God, the parent of us all, finds our lives and our plight equally compelling. Let's pray. Lord, you must grieve every time one of your children's injured. Even when injury is self-inflicted, your heart must absolutely break. Perhaps that's why you were not contented to stand at a distance from us, but chose to join us in the person of Jesus. You love us more than anyone ever could, even when we act in less than loving ways. We thank you so very much for that grace. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.